Jerry Bader Show. Let's start this segment, short as it is, by putting Jason on the spot. The Wisconsin Badgers versus Baylor. Yes or no? Badgers win. Yes. You say yes. Is that the homer in you, or is that what you think? Yeah, that's what you think is going to happen. I don't follow college basketball closely enough throughout the season. I've tried to catch up on Baylor. I read a lot of what they've done. They've been very, very dominant. I'm very worried about this game. Here's the way that I view this game. If the Badgers win this Sweet 16 game, I feel very good about their chances of getting to the Final Four. And I think there are a couple of things. Yeah, they need their big guy to handle Baylor's big guy, and I don't know. I'm also deeply concerned that playing in Milwaukee was an advantage. I mean, everybody knows it was an advantage. I think people are underestimating how big an advantage that was for Wisconsin, particularly in the second half when they needed to rally against Oregon. That crowd just absolutely came to life. I mean, they were big all game. But they really, I think, were an influence, the sixth man, if you will. I think it made a big deal. Here's Jason's take, and he follows basketball much, much more closely than do I. He says, comes down to Kaminsky guarding Baylor's bigs. Wisconsin has better shooters, and I think the Badgers have been in bigger games all year long, which will help them win this game. That's a perfectly intelligent assessment. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to be a thrilling game. This is when I start watching basketball. And I think it's just very cool. I know, it's a shame. It really is a shame. It's good all year long, I know that, but it's not as good as this. You will admit that, won't you? Okay. And I think this is one of the best Badger teams in the tournament in a long time. I really do. I really think they're Final Four material. And I really, he won't be on the hot seat. Do you know how successful Bo Ryan has been? Yeah, people understand not winning a championship in NCAA basketball because it's so darn difficult. How many years have they been in the tournament now? 13? Something like that? Yeah, I'm just telling you. He's seen as Jason says you're being satisfied with Rose Bowls. I think it's different than that because you're never going to win a championship by winning the Big Ten and going to the Rose Bowl in football. You're not going to do that. Getting to the NCAA tournament, you have a legitimate chance at a national championship every year. That's what I think is the difference. By getting to the tournament, you have a chance to get to the championship game. Wisconsin has never been in a realistic position to be in the college championship game, football-wise. That's why I think they'll go on forever with Bo Ryan, and they'll be perfectly happy. They're 3.5-point favorites. Jason thinks they're going to win. Yeah. Boy, it's tough. I'm going to take the Badgers, but I think it's going to be a heck of a game, and I'm really looking forward to it. This is one that it's way back on Monday, and I didn't get to it, but it is a pretty big deal. As you know, the Common Core curriculum, and have you seen the thing floating around Facebook, that math problem? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you've got it. It's incredible. This Common Core math problem that looks, yeah, I know you sent it to me, Jason. But I wonder how many people saw it. I have not posted it on the blog. I really should. It's just amazing. It's this convoluted math problem. Anyway, Indiana's governor, Mike Pence, on Monday signed legislation withdrawing the state from Common Core, making it the first to officially dump math and reading standards that have been adopted by nearly all the states. The law directs the State Board of Education to create its own learning goals before July 1st. Indiana has taken an important step forward in developing academic standards that are written by Hoosiers, for Hoosiers, and are uncommonly high. Pence said in a signing statement. Conservatives are disappointed with what happened to Common Core, and a couple of lawmakers, Luther Olson and Steve Castell, are particularly on the hot seat. Luther Olson from Berlin, Steve Castell from Sheboygan County. They are... Oh, I thought... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean, Jason. Yeah, that music there. That's what I meant. They are both very much on the hot seat, and they had votes of no confidence recently. 9:59.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.